Thank you for the message that we have already received and the time of worship and singing together. We're talking today about listening to God. And I also want to mention that we have these little key fobs with bells on it, and the back is all of the five things that we're talking about in this series of messages about missional people, how we can reach out and be in touch with, in new and loving ways, with all the people that we meet. And so be sure to pick up one of these this morning on your way out. They'll be having them out there at the door as we go out. This morning we're talking about listening to God. The first one was bless someone. The second one was take opportunity to eat together or spend time together in meaningful ways. Today sounds a little bit different because we're talking about listening to God. I wonder how that fits into this discussion of the five actions of missional people. Well, I would suggest that maybe sometimes we need to find new ways of being in touch with people. And we get that by listening to God's Spirit telling us, nudging us, encouraging us to do something new and different. Last week, Leanne talked about she felt sort of that feeling of nudging from God to, what was it, to send emails, I think, something like that. Something she hadn't done before. That's what we're talking about today. We're talking about being open to find new ways to be in connection with people to share God's love. So today we're talking about listening to God. Some of you might say, well, I always listen to God. I think we do. We do want to hear God speak to us. We want to know that God is leading us, and we want to follow God. But sometimes we don't always hear God's voice. It's a little bit like being in a room full of crowded with people. Everybody's chattering and jabbering about something and talking this and that and the other thing. And you hear somebody over in the other side of the room trying to say something to you over above all of the din of everything that you've heard and all of the stuff that's going on. And you see their mouth moving, but you don't hear what they're saying. Or you misunderstand something that is said. Well, sometimes I think we try to hear God's voice even with all of the other stuff and the noise and the busyness going on around us. But I'd like to suggest four things today that might we could focus on to help make it easier for us to listen to God. And the first one is found in Psalms 46 that Larry read. It says, "Be still and know that I am God." The Hebrew word there connotes something like stop whatever else you are doing and tune out all the busyness and the noise and the chatter and everything around you and focus on God's voice. Some of you young people may not remember or may not know about the days back when I was a kid, when you had a radio, you had a little dial that you always had to focus on the channel you were listening to. And no matter where you went, there was always conflicting stations. They would come and go, and so you had to sort of dial, constantly keep dialing until you would find the station you want. I know you just punch in the station now, and you don't have any trouble like that. I understand that. But it's like tuning in to hear God's voice. How do we do that? Well, first of all, it says, I would suggest it would mean quiet ourselves. I get so busy with doing all the things that I think are important. And I think you are, most of us are all about in the same situation. We get so busy with all of the stuff that we're doing. Our lives are so occupied with all the good things that we're involved in. And we need to sort of shut it down. We need to quiet ourselves. Stop what we're doing. Be still and know that I am God. You see, we always can hear God better when we quiet ourselves and stop what we are doing, just sort of stop it all and listen to God. But that takes time, and it takes energy, and it takes intentionality. Sometimes we also might need to get by ourselves. Solitude is a very good way of hearing God's voice. And I know that's not easy to do either, but what a beautiful time here in the fall to go walking out in nature. And whenever you don't run into anybody else out on the trails, you can just simply be quiet and hear God speak. Shuffling along through the leaves and so forth. Ah, what a wonderful way. Out by yourself. Or be quiet. I think I told you once about, I remember I was on a retreat once that I had to have 24 hours of silence. Now, you say, Andy, that would have been a problem for you. I know it was. Just being silent for 24 hours. Have you ever tried that? Try it. Get in a quiet place. I know you're saying, well, I don't have 24 hours to just be quiet because there's always people around me, things I have to do. I know, I understand. But there's some other ways that we can get there. What about, I didn't bring it with me. What about our cell phones? And what about all the stuff that we carry with us all the time? Maybe we need to let that turned off. Maybe we need to let that in the drawer. Maybe we need to sort of take a break from all of the things that sort of draw our attention and call for us to, you know, like the phone can ring at any time and we think we have to answer it or we have to text back. Some of you young people, I know, you say, you tell me you can't live without your phone. Try it. Sometimes I wonder if one of the reasons we can't really hear God speak to us is we're too busy watching television, we're too busy on our phone, we're too busy doing all of these things. We have too many other things, and those are good things. We have our friends wanting to talk with us. I know, I understand. But sometimes we will hear God better if we are simply quiet and disconnect from all the things around us. That's one of the first things. The psalmist says, be still and know that I am God. You have your own way of knowing how to be quiet and to be still before God. So you may not be able to do it for 24 hours. I know that may not be possible. But maybe it'll be possible for 15, 20, 30 minutes. Maybe you can find a little quiet place somewhere along the line and just say, God, I'm going to disconnect from everything and everybody around me, and I want to hear you speak to me. Try it. And if we do that, I think we may be surprised what we hear God say to us. Well, anyways. A second thing that I like to talk about being able to hear God is to meditate on God. That was in the Psalms 1 that was read at the beginning of our service today. It says, and on his law, that man of God or that person of God will meditate day and night. Meditate means to think about. The Hebrew word actually means to chew on it, sort of ruminate and keep chewing it and sort of understanding, because as we chew on food, it breaks it down and it helps it to be able to become useful to us. I like to use that analogy. We can read God's word. We can take 5 minutes and read a chapter, say, oh yeah, there I did my day. I had my devotions day. I read the Bible. Now let's get on with life. That's not meditate. Meditate says, I might read this passage, and then I stop and I read it again. Or I might stop and say, now if God were here today, what is God saying to me through this? And really, God is here today, but if we take time to listen. We can meditate not only just on God's word, we can meditate on a lot of things. Just this last couple weeks, when Anita and I had the privilege of traveling to the Southwest, some of you have been asking about it, and we could talk for hours about it, but I don't want to bore you. But we saw some of the beauties of God's nature. Psalm 65 talks about the wonders of God's creation. We saw some beautiful wonders of God's creation. Beautiful rock formations, colored rock, and different times of the day, different no matter how the sun shone on it, different configurations. Monument Valley, we were able to see it at sunset, after the moon came up, and in sunrise we saw it. I actually saw the Grand Canyon at sunset, and then I went back in the morning to the same spot and saw the sunrise. The beauty of God's nature. We also had the privilege of, in Tucson, being able, some guy came with a great big telescope and he set it up out in the parking lot of our hotel. Great big thing, lens on it about yay big around. And he focused it up there. He said, now, see those stars up there? That little dot? Yeah, we can see it. He said, that's Saturn. Now, he said, you want to take a look at Saturn? And all of our group took turns looking into the microscope, and there it was. We could see the rings around Saturn. Now, I'd heard about the rings, and I've seen pictures of it, but I actually saw it. And he said, now you want to see the moon? And he zeroed in on the moon, and there was a moon just a few feet in front of us. Yay, big around. Saw all kinds of things on the moon. I said, wow. What a God to create all these things. Sitting on the edge of the Grand Canyon, no, I didn't dangle my feet over the edge. Anita didn't want me to do that, but anyway. And I didn't take a selfie looking back, you know, like somebody did here recently and paid the consequences for it. You can't help but hear God speak when you see the beauties of creation. What a beautiful sight. I heard God speak to me as I sat and looked at all of these wonderful things of God's creation. And God does speak to us through these things. God speaks to us in many ways. When even we might consider and ponder the way God has helped us in times past, the way God is helping us today, and the promises for God to help us in the future, all of that is meditating on God's word. And that's a way to hear God speak to us. But we need to take time to look and to listen and to pay attention to what God is telling us. Some other ways in which we can meditate is, this is a little bit difficult sometimes. When somebody says to you something that's challenging to you, something you don't like to hear, Maybe that is God saying something important to you. I don't like to admit it, but sometimes I learn more about what God wants to say to me through the people who are sort of difficult to get along with. If there's any of you that doesn't have any difficult person in your life, raise your hand. Well, I don't see. Okay. Maybe sometimes God speaks to us through difficult experiences and we need to pay attention. And we need to sort of meditate on it. And I'll admit, it's oftentimes saying, okay, it sort of gets my attention. People can compliment you all day. You don't learn much from that. You learn more when somebody says something to you that challenges you. So be welcome to hear it and say, what do you have to say to me? And then sort of think to yourself, what is God saying to me through that other person? And then think about it and say, how can I change my life? Well, the first one is, what did I say? The first one is be silent, quiet ourselves. The second is meditate on God's word and all the things that come to us through nature or through other people or other experiences. And the third one is when we seek to hear God in the gentle whisper, the quiet little things of life. You know the story about the prophet Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 19. He was depressed. And he was wanting God to speak to him. He was saying how terrible it was. Somebody had put a price on his life and had declared they were going to kill him. And he ran. He ran out into the desert. Way out in the desert in Beersheba. And you know, that's a big desert. That's a big sandbox. And he ran out there till he couldn't run anymore, and he fell down and found a cave to go into. And we saw a lot of caves on our tour, too, as the Native Americans sometimes built their whole village into a cliff that was called a minor cave or something for protection. He found protection there, and he went to sleep, and he got awake, and he was depressed, and he said, God, what are you doing? I mean, everyone's against me. Nobody cares for you anymore. And I'm the only one left and all that kind of stuff. And he went out and he stood by the edge of the cave and he said, oh, God, I need you to speak to me. So first there was a tornado, hurricane, the windstorm. Then there was an earthquake. God wasn't in that. And then finally, the fires. Talk about fires. California is on fire right now. Fires are so dramatic. They just devour everything in their path. If you cannot help but be concerned for all the people. What if it had been your farm, your barn, your house, your business that's all of a sudden burnt to the ground? It's gone. You know, fires are pretty dramatic things, but God was not in the tornado or the earthquake or the fire. And the prophet needed to quiet himself and hear God's whisper. Whisper. Sometimes we would like to hear God speak in dramatic, loud ways, you know, instant miracle, something dramatic that reminds me, oh yes, God is in charge here and God is promising all these wonderful things to me. And sometimes God does speak to us in the dramatic things, but most usually God is in the small things, the quiet things, the little things. And we miss God's voice because we expect God to be in the earthquake or the tornado. My challenge is Listen to God in the little things, the quiet things, the things that seem almost insignificant. Look for God in everything, even the whisper. But sometimes we're too busy to hear a whisper. I challenge us. Listen for God in everything. Everything you do, every person you meet, even the insignificant, little, inconsequential kinds of things, look for God. Those are the ways in which we can hear God. And finally, there's another concept with listening to God, and that is we need to be doing what we already know we should be doing. It's a little bit like if I'm standing here and say, God, you know, I'd like to know what you want me to do out here. What's going to happen 10 years from now? What's going to happen even next month? What's going to happen eventually? What's going to happen in my life? But basically, God says to us, take one step at a time when you know what you're supposed to do, and then I will show you the next step. You know, the one step at a time, one day at a time. Well, sometimes the things we face are so big, we don't know how in the world we're ever going to get through. But we don't have to have that final answer. We don't have to know how it's going to all come out. All we need to do is to know that God is with me today, and I'm doing today what I know I need to do. And so I take that step, and then I will see the light in front of me for the next step. There's a passage in 1 John that talks about walk in the light as he is in the light. It's like you take a flashlight and you can only see so far ahead. So you do what you know you should be doing, and then you'll see where to go from that point. Some of us would like to know way far ahead, but God doesn't promise us. It's important that if we want to hear God's voice, we need to make sure we are doing today what we know we should be doing today in this moment. And then God will show me and you and us, God will show us what we need to do the next day. That's a principle in being able to listen to God. But excuse me, Leanne, I'll come back to you again. You see, when you shared last week about God's nudging to send those emails, had you not done that, God might have said, I'm just theorizing, well, she didn't do what I showed her for that day, so why should I show her anymore? I'm just theorizing. But when we do what we know God is nudging us to do, that's part of that quiet, gentle whisper. And after we have done that, then we know something else that God is calling us to do. That principle applies to all of us, not just Leanne. So I want to ask you, are you doing today what you know God wants you to do? Start there. And when you know that you are following and doing what God is calling you today, you can then ask, what do you want me to do tomorrow? The missional person is open to say, okay, God, maybe what you have in store for me tomorrow is something different than I'm doing today. That happens. God sends surprises to us, and we have to be willing to hear God speak, because if we have it already made up in our mind, we have God boxed into a certain box. This is what God is calling me to do forever and always, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. We ain't gonna get it. All right? Because God oftentimes calls us to do something very different, and we need to be open to hear those changes in direction that God might send us. surprises, I call them. I think God has surprises in store for every one of us. But we need to be open to hear God in the little things, in the whisper, the nudging, when we quiet ourselves and disconnect from all the other junk that we're so plugged into and the noise around us. And we can hear God speak to us because God might be calling us to do something very much out of our comfort zone. And that's most of us sort of, hey, no, wait a minute, God, I'm not sure. We need to be willing to hear God in new ways. And so that's our challenge for the week ahead. And not just this week, for always. Take time, at least once, twice a week. That's a minimum of a place to start. 15, 20, 30 minutes to just plain listen to God. Don't have any preconception of what God is going to say to you. God spoke to you yesterday in a certain way, but God might speak today or tomorrow in a different way. Be open to hear what God is saying to us. And then follow through and do what He's calling us to do. And then we will experience God's presence in new ways. And be open to new ways of contacting and connecting with new people. You might be surprised what God is calling us to do. Many of you responded already that you said you enjoyed that intentionally eating with people. Eating is a wonderful way. Hospitality is a marvelous way of sharing God's love. But there are many other ways as well. You don't have to always just eat with people. There are many ways that we can contact people. That's what being missional is all about. Let's pray, dear God. Forgive us for being so connected to our world around us and so plugged in to all the many things that we're doing that we don't have time or the ability to hear you. Help us, God, to sort of readjust that tuning mechanism so we can hear you and tune out all the other things of our life, be able to hear you speak to us in the whisper, the little nudgings along the way, and the new ways in which you want to speak to us and lead us in connecting with people to share your love. For I pray in your name. Amen.
I promise to you that Andy and I did not talk about this ahead of time for this particular song, but I think it's a God thing. We'll just call it that.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no but we never can prove the delights of His love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows and the joy He bestows are for them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way. said,